Christmas is almost here, and the regular season is fading away. The Jaguars took practice fields on Wednesday, hoping to make the most of it before it's gone. Hi, everybody, and welcome to Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. I'm Brian Sexton. The playoffs were never a possibility for the Jaguars this year, not after an 0-3 start, and certainly not after an 8-game losing streak. The Jaguars now are just wrapping up a season that, by all accounts, is lost. So, what is there left to play for? Are the players already focused on next season? Well, at least a couple said that is way, way off base.
You can't just say, you know, I can't wait for the offseason to hit because something's going to magically change and we'll start winning next year. You know, that has to start at some point. You know, I think it can start in the offseason, but I don't really understand why it can't start right now. Why can't you go 3-0 and end the season and kind of carry that through the offseason and start next year with that?
I mean, getting a win, period, we think would be better than losing anymore. And I think if we can win out, which we're trying to do, and go into this season, hopefully with 5 wins to the offseason, build momentum, you know, that'd be ideal.
The Jaguars' defense has played well for most of the last 5 weeks. Of course, they played well for most of the first 3 quarters last week against the Minnesota Vikings. Then came the fourth quarter, 152 yards, 12 points, and they melted down and couldn't hold the lead. So, head coach Gus Bradley, though he likes what he sees plenty of opportunity for improvement.
I think the big thing when you look at it is, you know, not meeting our standard and then, again, missing opportunities. You know, the fourth quarter, I think, is what really stands out to guys. And it wasn't one of our better tackling days. And, you know, I think that's probably what caught our eyes more than anything is that when we're going into a game like this with a team that's committed like they are to run the ball, we got to be on our tackling.
A couple of notes to share with you. First and foremost, Blake Bortles was sacked 4 times last week against the Vikings. This week in Houston, he faces a Texans team that sacked him 7 times last year. An addition to the did-not-practice list for the Jaguars today is starting left guard Chris Reed, the Jaguars' third left guard on the season. He joins Allen Hurns, who also did not practice today, and 8 players were limited today. Headlining that list, defensive end Yannick Ngakoue, center Brandon Linder, and running back Chris Ivory. That'll do it for this edition of Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. We'll see you tomorrow.